Okay, we're in the final section, which is unfinished business and new additional new business. It was pointed out by one of the members that we had discussed originally how we had a great deal more new business than able to entertain. So, and I also think we need to pull some of these out because anyone would take us an hour or two.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Sandy.
I would like to move, considering that people have gotten more ill as the day has gone on. We have a member in the hospital. We have several not present. In fact, we're just barely making our quorum. That we adjourn and take these items up on phone conferences subsequently. This is the PNB. You know, we're governed by the same rules as our LSP representation from all similarities is more critical here than anywhere in our structure.
And so there's a motion to adjourn postponing items till the next teleconference. It's not debatable. I'm going to advise the board that without a proper reading of the motions presented by the six directors, we may have language so unwieldy that our stations will be reading 10-minute cards three times a day at all our stations. So I was hoping to entertain at least that revised language. And also, I think it's ambiguous whether the work we've done so far on the programming policy actually meets the requirements of our prior mandate that the ED not initiate a hiring process for a coordinator. So I think those two things have a high degree of urgency and we should deal with them. If you'd be willing to withdraw the motion to adjourn,
I'll consider it at that time. I'll defer until those items, and only those items are taken up.
Thank you very much. I'm gonna recognize Bob first. Bob, can you read? I asked Bob earlier to rework those bylaws amendments so that they refer to the specific changes and make clear the content without duplicating the full text in both paragraphs. So if you recall, we agreed that we would have two different motions moved by the directors. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, thank you. Before I do that, I just want to announce that four of the six of us who supported the second amendment, well, I don't remember which this was, the amendment about allowing the PNB itself to nominate members, at-large members, have decided to withdraw our support for that, so it no longer has the six it needs. We were very swayed by the public comment.
And I'm trying to
make it to that. That's five of us.
Okay, so the support has been withdrawn. Can you go ahead and read what we have left?
Sure.
And this is a statement that's going to be read on our radio stations.
Right. Okay, six members of the Pacifica National Board have proposed an amendment to the Pacifica bylaws that would expand the allowable number of at-large directors elected by the board from one to two. The amendment would also remove the February 15th annual deadline for nominating such at-large nominees. And then, just to explain to the listener, I'd say this amendment will be voted on by the Pacifica National Board at its June 2nd to 4th meeting in New York, and also by the LSBs, three of which must pass it in order for, I'll have to fix this, it's also by the delegates of three of this. Five stations, three of which must pass it in order to take effect.
Can you also indicate that this will increase the potential board size from 23 to 24 so they have a sense of what impact one member has?
Sure, I can.
Can you reread it once you make those corrections?
Can you give me a minute?
Yep. In the meantime, is there anybody who would like to make a motion concerning clarifying what we've done with programming policy and how it affects the ability of the ED to initiate a hiring process for a national program coordinator?
Mr. Chair,
this time.
Before I make a motion, I'm actually going to, I hope, defer maybe to Rob. My objective in voting over this issue was to authorize the writing of the job description for national program coordinator and to begin the process toward choosing that person and hiring that person. And I was under the assumption that the job description would not empower this person as the czar, but merely as a coordinator. So what I'm going to ask, just if I can indulge a member, Rob, can you make a motion that would encompass these concepts that we will move forward in writing the job description, or maybe I should do it myself, I guess, but I would move.
I can provide you a suggestion.
Yeah. My question is, do we have to do any kind of a vote to reconsider?
If you want to reconsider any of the language, absolutely, yes.
Can we use the issue?
If there's a motion, and if nobody moves
to
adjourn,
I'll make a motion.
What's the motion? Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. I don't have the text in front of me, but I would move to reconsider the vote to change paragraph 12, to shorten paragraph 12, to shorten and reword paragraph 12.
Okay.
I second that.
That's been seconded. It's open for debate. Would you like to? Okay.
Well,
done and wrong.
Well, I'm going to, obviously, I seconded the motion. I'm going to support it. I believe that we made a mistake in chopping up item 12. Remember, there were 12 points in the programming, and some were being pulled off the consent calendar and so on. And now I'm going to support the reconsideration that the original wording be accepted by the board.
Point of order, sir, Secretary.
Ooh, very good point. Can somebody volunteer to, is it Ken?
What is that like to say?
Ken?
Oh, wow.
Okay. A further debate, Rob and then Bob?
I would just like to point out that the ongoing controversy.
Hang on, get your mic set up. Is Troy in there, Rob?
No, it's not.
Mr. Chair, could I have a clarification of the current motion?
Uh-huh. To reconsider the alteration, the removal of language from Section 12. So actually, it's a motion to reconsider what we passed, the revised language of Section 12. And if we agree to reconsider, then we will vote on the original motion.
Speaking on behalf of the program committee, I really don't think that the notion of dividing things up was helpful. All of the items that were removed from the programming document were removed by staff members of the board. The purpose of the programming policy was to create a policy that deals with how we implement the mission of Pacifica. And the fact that we haven't been able to do this in 20, 30, 40, 50 years is a concern, and it affects whether or not we're able to grow as an organization. I just don't think that the surgery that took place yesterday is helpful to the notion of creating a programming policy. So, Don, the answer is, the things that took place yesterday did not take us further down the road towards developing a programming policy. I don't see any point. I would rather that the programming committee goes about its business again this year to create a policy rather than we adopt something which says that we are going to appoint a programming coordinator to deal with national programming, which is not what the document said.
Just to clarify, the motion, if it takes effect, would undo the surgery on that section and would return the language that speaks to an activity of coordinating. Bob?
Okay, two points. First, I respectfully disagree with Rob that the surgery, as he calls it, that was done on the other sections, not talking about 12, which I think was clearly an error in retrospect, that the definition of the National Programming Coordinator, but the other surgery was important because whether rightly or wrongly, it's very hard.
Wait, we do not have time for this. This does not address the question. Discussions about what we did on the rest of the motion are not germane to the question. We will reconsider the Section 12, okay. And we don't have the time to do it.
All right, so I'll speak just to that. As one of the people who voted for this deletion, I think it, in retrospect, it was a mistake because it kind of vitiated the whole clarity that the committee had crafted as to what the role of this coordinator would be, and indeed it actually left it open to a more, in my opinion, dangerously broad job definition. So I think the narrower kind of thoughtful focus that the committee came up with is better, although I still think it needs a little bit of work. And what I heard Rob say yesterday was that all of the parts of this document could still have wording changes, sort of secondary wording changes after we adopt it. So that makes me comfortable enough to say we can go ahead and vote this, realizing that there may be wording here and there that can be tightened up.
Sandy.
Thank you. I just want to make clear to the members of the board, I was the initiator of the motion to do the surgery. I was a surgeon, if you will. Was to go ahead and make possible the hiring of this program coordinator. I feel like without an implementation strategy and without a job description, we really have provided no definition, firm definition, to this person's job or intended role. And we're certainly going to have another shot at those two documents. So this was just an effort to move things forward. If the board at this point is reduced state, and I must point out there are people not here that might have originally objected, that have, might not have changed their mind, that won't have a voice in this matter, again, all I was trying to do is get this thing to move forward without the implementation strategy, without the job description. We really haven't defined anything anyway, regardless of what we do here.
Mary, then Ken, that would be wonderful if you could go ahead.
Yes, I do agree with what Sandy said about the people not even being here. I am totally opposed to trying to change wording after a thing is passed. I went along so that if we're, maybe it's a way to hire a coordinator, that's fine, but this policy is not something I want to see passed. And once it's passed, no, you don't go back and amend it. It takes months. And there are too many problems with the whole thing. So I don't know why we would be visiting this one little piece in order to do what? I said we cannot possibly, in this small group, pass that whole programming 53-page policy when we're not even getting work that is really crucial.
I'm sorry,
done.
You're not speaking to the motion.
I'm speaking against the motion.
You are not speaking to the rescinding. I'm sorry, Mary. We are not talking about redoing a 53-page document. We are talking about two sentences and one clause.
And I am speaking against this changing of the revisiting of this at this time. This is inappropriate, totally.
Okay. Ken?
Well, one could argue equally that if a committee spends a half a year to a year working on wording, and then a substantial wording is changed by people who were not involved in that process, but that's not fair either. So I think there's an argument to be made on both sides, and I move the previous question.
Okay. Is there any objection to closing debate?
Okay. I'm going to. Can somebody read the change that was made that we are considering? Actually, I can do it. Okay. 12.0. What was said was Pacifica shall employ a network programming coordinator whose responsibility is to implement Pacifica national program. Period. That is what is being rescinded. Okay, all those in favor?
Maybe you could read what would then be replaced.
What would be replaced if we then reconsider would be Pacifica shall employ a network programming coordinator whose responsibility is to implement Pacifica programming policy and support the production and distribution of mission-driven programming throughout the Pacifica family, including affiliate members, FSRM, and beyond. The central focus of the coordinator's position is to help establish a constructive working relationship between governance and management locally and nationally, and to promote collaborative relationships between station and local staff in ways that build a network synergy. That is what will likely be moved as the original motion.
Point of order?
Yes.
I'm just curious to find out if this requires a two-thirds vote to vote.
Some simple majority.
I don't care. I'm fine.
Okay. Is there any objection to the close of debate?
No.
Seeing none, we move to a vote. All those in favor of reconsidering the language we passed yesterday on the program implementing national program, please raise your hand. Ken, you can't.
Okay. Now, 1, 2, 3.
You
have your hand up,
Okay.
I'd like the record to show that I'm abstaining and that there are several members not present.
Okay, can you take that
note? But we voted originally it was.
Okay. Is there a motion that is going to be put forth to substitute for this?
Yes.
Bob?
I move to reinstate the original language of paragraph 12, the committee's proposed language.
To clarify, you're moving that we adopt paragraph 12 as written in the policy?
Correct.
I second.
There's a second. Is there a debate? Seeing none, we'll go straight to a vote. All those in favor of approving 12.0 on page 9 of the National Programming Policy as written in the document, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in favor.
All those opposed?
1, 2, 3 opposed.
3 opposed. May we have a motion from the floor concerning clarifying the impact of what we just did on the ability of the ED to initiate a hiring process? Ken?
Mr. Chair, I move that the work done on this policy draft, on passing this policy by this board this weekend, constitutes sufficient work to allow the executive director to proceed with the drafting of a
job description.
And to initiate a hiring
process.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, Sandy seconded it. Is there a debate? Bob?
I would move to amend to say that, I can't remember the last phrase, but the gist of what I want to do is make sure that the board can approve the job description before the actual hiring process begins.
Before the hiring process begins or the hiring? So before posting the job?
Yeah.
Right.
So the amendment
should include the job description.
So the amendment is that the board shall approve the job description before it is posted.
Right. I second that.
Is there an objection to the amendment?
I would like to hear from you, ED.
Greg?
Fine.
Okay. May we go to a vote? All those in favor of amending the main motion, please raise your hand. Actually, is there any objection to amending the main motion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the main motion as amended?
Mr. Chair, I really would need Bob to restate it or give me something right because I'm more confused about the word.
The PNB shall approve the job description for the network program coordinator prior to its posting. Okay. Is there any objection? Correct, go ahead.
Yes. Just so we're not setting a precedent that the board will now approve all job descriptions for all national hires of all national staff. This is a special case.
This is not a special rule. It's not a standard. No, I didn't think that has to be
I just wanted that.
The ED would like on the record that this does not constitute precedent for hiring of all national positions. Obviously, that doesn't preclude the board from passing other stuff to interfere with his life. Yes. And actually, if you can just write it and email it to me. Yes. I don't want to post it at all. Okay. May we adopt the amended main motion without a objection?
May we hear the main motion again?
Sure.
Passage of the sections of the draft of program policy of the program, the national program policy, constitutes satisfaction of the need for
somehow perfect, don't you think? Someone planted that. You know, it's surveillance. It's vicious. All right, sorry, let's not lose it. Again, can you?
The passage of the sections of the draft of the National Program Policy Committee
done.
It's probably for this weekend.
Done.
Constitutes satisfaction of the need for program policy and allows the executive director to draft a job description and proceed with the hiring process for the what's the name?
Network program
coordinator.
And then the additional
The PMB shall approve the job description for position prior to its posting.
Okay. Well, my objection to adapting?
No, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I don't really have objection, except I'm assuming that the job description will be limited to national programming, which 12
can't wait to the
does
last
not.
Minute.
In other words, this is...
He's going to, the ED is going to draft a job description based on the policy and whatever else
we'll
he's
going to,
and
okay.
then we'll look at it.
Okay.
That's
right.
That's all. Okay. Is there any objection to adopting? Then it's adopted. Yes, Ken.
Mr. Chair, before we consider the question to adjourn, I have three motions for referral that will not take much of this board's time, I believe. But I've been informed by the executive director that before I can request you to do anything, it needs to be brought before the board, and I would like to be able to give those.
I don't have an objection. I will point out that we've passed the motion, and it says in the bylaws any committee member may bring business before a committee, but I recognize that you're not on some of these committees, so I would be happy to entertain it if the board is. I don't have any objections. Do you want to make your motions, and what you'd be willing to do as a consent calendar? St. Patty and Rob, do you have a comment on this?
No.
I similar.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is from the other secretary here, because I gave it to her.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. I thought that the motion before us is the motion to adjourn. And I think if that motion fails, then we can entertain all other motions, whether we go under unfinished business or whether we go under new business.
The motion to adjourn, my understanding was it was withdrawn, and
it was deferred. Well, that's for the items that you mentioned.
That's over my head, so I'm going to ask the body to please vote and make a decision. All those who believe that the adjournment is now before us, please raise your hand.
Chair,
hold on, Ken. I there's been a challenge, and I'm asking for the body's decision on this, whether the motion to adjourn is now before us or whether you were recognized before the deferred motion is before us. So all those in favor of all those who believe that the motion to adjourn should now be before us before Ken presents his motion, please raise your hand. All those opposed? Okay, Ken, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. The first of these motions is called the KPFT Code of Conduct Delinquency Resolution. Whereas the KPFT Code of Conduct process, which requires an expedient resolution of all complaints submitted to, was instituted several years ago by the authority of the Executive Director of the Pacific Foundation, and whereas KPFT General Manager Dwayne Bradley has failed to process a single Code of Conduct complaint submitted to him in over 2 years, therefore, be it resolved that the PNB directs the Executive Director to investigate the matter and bring a full report of his findings to the next scheduled meeting of the PNB. It's just a request for him to investigate.
I'm sorry, I was distracted. What is the motion to refer that question to
the Executive Director?
The Executive Director, is there a second?
I second.
May we move to a vote without debate? All those in favor of referrals, please raise your hand.
I would move to instead refer to the governor.
Is it been seconded? Okay, any objection to the amendment? An objection. May we go straight to a vote on that, or need we must we have debate?
We can't hear you. Please use the microphone.
The amendment was what again, please?
To refer to
refer
governance instead of the.
Okay.
You have debate, or may we go to a vote? Okay. Yes. All those in favor of amending it to refer to the governance committee, please raise your hand. All those opposed? So the other two are, hang on, we haven't adopted the referral yet. We just adopted the amendment. All those in favor of the amended motion to refer to governance, please raise your hand. Okay, there's been a request to read the motion. The question to reread it came before I called for the vote.
The motion says, I'll just read the action part. It resolved that the PND directs the executive director, which would now be replaced by with the governance committee, to investigate the matter and to bring a full report of its findings to the next scheduled meeting of the PND.
All those in favor of the amended motion, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor.
Opposed?
1, 2, 3.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Ken, if we're entertaining business, I think it's only fair that the other people who had that also get recognized. Patty has a motion. Rob has a motion also.
I am hereby now giving previous notice to rescind the ad hoc committee on incidents of alleged racism and sexism at the next scheduled meeting.
Notice has been given. Rob?
Point of information, Mr. Chair. Is that not a motion that could be brought here and there?
It's just simply previous notice.
Could we say
giving previous notice?
My motion deals with disciplining programmers and staff that have been engaged in harassing and abusive conduct.
Okay. Joe, you want me to read it?
If you please, Mr. Chair.
The foundation established personnel policy for paid and unpaid staff that engage in abusive and harassing behavior. In cases where such behavior is documented, particularly where it can be seen to occur over time, such employees should be relieved of programming responsibilities for a period of not less than 2 weeks in order that they may receive training to vibrate, no, initiate, to
obviate
the recurrence of such behavior. I do know that word. Pacifica shall. Terminate relationship to employees who refuse such training. Under no circumstances shall Pacifica oblige itself for the legal defense of paid and unpaid staff who have not been disciplined in this nature for divisive and harassing behavior.
Abusive.
And harassing behavior.
Yes. We're currently in the process of rewarding people. I'm sorry.
Is there a second?
Can we give?
That's my motion.
You
want to motivate that?
Yeah, I'd like to motivate it. We're currently in the process of setting a policy that will reward programmers and staff who have engaged in abusive conduct. We're doing that, and we're also taking upon ourselves the legal responsibility for defending their behavior. In many cases, these are people who have done this over a period of decades. It's documented. I think if we're serious about developing a network and a policy that opposes racist, intolerant, sexist, and behavior, that we have to take a stand against allowing people within governance or management from engaging in this conduct. And right now, we are putting in place a policy that says, if you do this, we will reward you because we will defend your behavior. I think that's outrageous.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Are you asking this to be referred, or are we discussing this to vote today? Because if we're voting today, we're still missing members, Mr. Chair.
I'm asking for the board to vote on it right now.
Yeah, a motion to postpone or refer is in order, if you want. Yes,
how is it different from the motion that we had to create a five-member committee to, I mean, a five-individual committee to investigate things, which is a sexist issue?
That was in the governance structure. This is paid and unpaid staff.
Oh, I
and the terms are different.
The foundation is going forward right now to defend people that have been engaged in the conduct that I just described. I think that that is inviting not simply litigation that could conceivably destroy the foundation, but it's antithetical to what we're about.
Mary, is this debate on this topic?
I wanted to make a motion to defer until we have our full membership here.
Do you mean to postpone until our next meeting?
Yes.
Sir. Okay. Is there a debate on the postponement to the time certain being our next meeting? Were you speaking pro or con? Go ahead.
I support postponement because while the problem that Rob is referring to is clearly a serious one, the solution as far as discipline of staff is something that has to be approached with a great deal of care and in conformity with union contracts where they exist and in consultation with the staff at all the stations. And in fact, this is actually a part of the draft employee manual that our human resources director has already circulated to us, not this text that Rob read, but this topic is already addressed, and I think we need to look at it in that holistic context, which the board already voted several meetings ago to revisit at a later meeting after there's been a gathering of staff input. So I think that's the appropriate process with staff input in the context of a larger set of disciplinary policies for staff.
Well, who would like to speak in opposition to the postponement?
I will.
Go ahead.
Confess off the bat, not really say what I want to say. I think
he's speaking.
I'm not sure that is not. Yeah, I think that I'm speaking against it. I think it should go to a vote now, but that's not really what I'm on the mic because Bob did give a little preamble there. I want to concur with what Bob said, and I think I want to, in my estimation, the clarification here is yes, there's policy. Of course, that should be established or it's getting worked out. It should be done very carefully. This strikes me as a very high profile precedent that counters that policy that we hope to work out or are working out. And that's, I think, very troubling.
Okay, we've heard two in favor of postponement. We can hear up to two opposed to postponement.
No, I actually spoke to postponement.
You disguised it well.
I know.
We've heard two comments. We'll hear two more of whatever stripe or intention. Unless we can go to a vote. Zarina?
I just wanted to say that I'm a little confused on this because it seems as though what is being discussed now was something that we had in executive session, and I'm just wondering if that's still the case.
This is generic. It's not specific.
Okay, so
behavior, it's not a problem.
Why? Because the names haven't been mentioned?
There's no suggestion in that this has occurred.
Okay.
Although in debate, it was sort of insinuated. Done, and then we'll move to a vote.
Well, I'm just wondering, maybe I'm the only one here who has this small concern, because I'm prepared to vote for this, but it seems to me it has to include some reference to documentation and who is making the determination. Is that included? I may not remember.
The language includes documentation.
By the general manager, or who is the person who has the final say around this suspension? I'm assuming it's the general manager.
I'm sorry, that doesn't speak to the referral, does it? Or are you continuing? Are you basing your decision on postponement on that? Then let's go to a vote on to postpone to the next meeting. All those in favor of postponing the motion until our next meeting, please raise your hand.
Is it our next in-person meeting?
No, next telephone conference meeting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in favor of postponing.
All those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4 opposed.
I think Sandy's in there ahead of you.
I have a written motion that I submitted to Teresa, and I wanted this referred to the Finance Committee, and I think I can speak from memory.
Sandy, I'd like to ask that you just read it, and as a member of that committee, you can bring it to that committee according to our rules.
So
if you want to announce to the board the content of it, go ahead quickly.
The content basically is to restrict expenditures by any station given the salary expense, not salary and associate, but just the salary line, to 35% of the average of the prior 2 years' income. This so that we all understand, in materialistically, this affects not one station. Everybody's below that point now, but going forward, this will keep in check the salaries as a function of the money we're taking in.
Okay. Could you repeat that motion? I didn't.
It's in writing, and I've asked that it be referred to finance.
But he's a member of the committee, so he can bring it. It's written, so we'll deal with that later. It's already been submitted.
Do you have it? If you could read it, go ahead.
I'd rather not. We have the intent. We have the motion. He's going to bring it to governance. He's not moving
finance.
In here. Finance, excuse me. Alan.
Yes, I just want to do something in terms of the structure of this meeting currently analogous to what Pat did in terms of her motion. I don't know, I'm too tired and out of it to remember how you phrased that, how Dan phrased it. But I just want to do something similar to note that we're passing up on creating the FSR and task force. And I very much want to notice that we need to cover that issue in some mechanism of election and around our very next teleconference meeting, because this just delays the negotiations with FSRN. So now more workers within our family.
It's my belief that the membership of that group would continue until they're replaced. That means I'm posting myself so far. Ken.
Mr. Chairman, before I have a few motions on.
Go ahead.
The first one, I'll spare people the whereases, this is resolves that the PMB admonishes its standing committee, the KPFT LSB, whereas the KPFT LSB continues to carry a number of items of unfinished business on its agenda dating back to the summer of 2005 and fails to clear its agenda during the meetings of February, March 2006 is called for by its own resolution and canceled its plans for a carryover meeting to resolve unfinished business on Wednesday, 22 March. And despite all this, chose to cancel its regular monthly meetings in November and March of 2006, November 2005 and March 2006. Therefore, be resolved that the PMB admonishes its standing committee, the KPFT LSB, and instructs it to clear its agenda during the next meeting of the LSB scheduled for April 2006, or to schedule sufficient carryover adjourned meetings to accomplish that purpose before its regular meeting of May 2006. And the first part of this is whereas Article 7, Section 6, Part A of Pacific's bylaws require each LSD to meet as often as required to accomplish its duties.
Is there a second? Hearing none, that fails for lack of a second.
All right, the other one is the right to the LSB delinquency grant resolution, recalling the obligations of the LSB to perform and submit annual evaluations of their station's general managers and program directors, and to submit quarterly financial reports to the PNB per Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacific bylaws. The PNB observes with alarm that not all stations are complying with these legal requirements. In order to legally protect the foundation, the PNB commends those LSBs who fulfill these obligations, admonishes the LSBs of whatever stations have failed to submit the required documents, and requests immediate fulfillment by the latter of these bylaw mandated obligations. And I want this referred to governance committee.
There's a second.
I second the motion.
So debate on the referral of this motion to governance. And then we'll go straight to vote. All those in favor of referring this to governance, please raise your hand.
Five in favor of
reversal. All those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 opposed.
Motion fails. Is where are we now? Time?
I would like to make a motion to adjourn. I think that I see here the members here half are out there, I'm flat. And other one that are here barely keeping their heads up. So I would like to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
All right.
Okay, is there any objection to adjournment? Seeing none, we're adjourned. Thank you very much for a wonderful weekend. Thanks to Troy for doing the sound and to Nate for doing the sound. Thank you for all the listeners and the others in the area. sometime in the future. Thanks.